The agency says it has about 6,000 deer, 30,000 elk, 5,000 pronghorn, and 1,800 bear licenses for the fall hunting season. Joe Lewandowski, a spokesman for Parks and Wildlife, says the deadline to apply for big game licenses was in April. He says most hunters don't get their first choice, and the agency usually has leftover licenses available for purchase.
Every year, at this time, we publish a list of those game management units and species where people can find leftover licenses. To get these, people have to go onto our website. Basically, you can just Google Colorado Parks and Wildlife and go to our big game hunting page. And all of the units in the state where there are leftover licenses are listed. It gives how many licenses there are, what seasons they're for, if they're youth only or private land only. So there are a lot of nuances to this, and I don't want to give people the idea that, in the Gunnison Basin, it's easy to find a leftover license.
Lewandowski says hunting in Colorado is popular because 60% of the state is public land.
These are big swaths of land where animals have a lot of room to roam and not much human disturbance.
The leftover licenses go on sale August 5th. For KVNF, I'm Laura Palmisano.